Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Hot Mess and Blessed. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am the host of this amazing, incredible, stupendous podcast. I am so glad you're listening in today because I'm jacked to talk about what we have to talk about this week. And to be quite honest, I think sometimes when you're in your personal development journey, you kind of forget about some of like the basic things that you have started doing that really have affected the way you operate as a human, as a business owner, as a wife, as a mom, as a boss, okay, all of those things. And so I'm gonna help you bring it back to the basics, talk about some things that you should be doing to start your day off right. More importantly, start your mindset off right so you're prepared for whatever comes at you throughout your day, okay? So this is something that I started doing like right away in my journey in personal development, just because I found that once I kind of had control over more of this, I felt that I could do anything, okay? And I don't know about you, but when you're not that confident, when you have a long ways to go and a short time to get there. No, I'm just kidding. Oh man, I hope you know what movie that was from. Anyway, I think that when you have a long way to go and you know, you want to get there as quickly as possible, I will not sing this time, then doing the work and making sure you put in the action behind it is really going to help you get to that next level, right? And learning as much as you can, as quickly as you can, and then implementing whatever it is you're learning is going to be powerful, my friends. So listen up, let's go ahead, buckle up and get started. First thing that I want to talk to you about is this book that we're going to go over these next couple days. And it's called The Miracle Morning, and it's by Hal Elrod. And this guy's awesome because he basically created this really easy to follow acronym that is going to give you a great start to your morning each and every morning. Whether you have 10 minutes, whether you've got 2 hours, whatever it is, this is going to be a really great system for you to follow. And so I'm going to kind of dive in over these next few podcasts on the different, basically the different steps. And of course, you can read the books. There's different ones. There's there's one for network marketers if you're in health and wellness like myself or any, you know, business like that. Totally cool. Get that one, you know? So let's go ahead and get started. The acronym is SAVERS, all right? And that starts with the letter S, and that's where we're going to start today because that's what makes the most sense. So the first S stands for silence, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I totally could be going out of order, and, you know, if that's the worst that can happen today, then, you know, I'm totally okay with that. You'll forgive me, won't you? All right, good. So the first S stands for silence. So why is it important to get silent in our morning? I'll tell you why it's important for me to get silent in my morning. I notice that if I get up in the morning, and this is like really common for me, or it was common for me when we'd have church in the morning on a Sunday, I would get up. And we like to do early service because then we feel like we still have some of our day. You know, you're not going to church till afternoon and then you can get on with your day, right? You know, you can still go to the store or you used to be able to. You could go visit a friend, whatever it is you want to do on your Sunday, okay? I do not discriminate on your Sunday afternoon choices. So we liked to go to early service and I would always be that person in the past who would wake up at the bare minimum time to be able to take a shower, get dressed, and get off to church. And then what I realized is I was like really super irritated with my family in the morning because I didn't have alone time for myself. Now, I wish I could say that I was born with all of this patience, right? You know, I think of Lady Gaga singing Born This Way. No, 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 that is not me. I was not born this way with no sorts of patience. That is something that is built in me. So I found that when I take some time for silence, okay, and for me, my silence practice includes gratitude, right? So every day I think of three things that I'm grateful for, and I try to make them new each day. It also contains prayer because prayer is important to me. And then it also contains meditation. Now, meditation can be something that you do on your own. I personally like to do a guided meditation because otherwise I fall asleep or, I have all of the thoughts while I'm trying to meditate. And so I like to use an app called Breathe. I should really probably be sponsored by them now by this point in time because I talk about them all the time, but I really love it. I tried the Fitbit one for like Fitbit Premium, and that one sucked, I'll be honest. Like, it was not something I enjoyed doing. But then I tried the Breathe app because my husband actually told me about it. Surprise, surprise, the guy who's just personally developing now tells me about an app and I go for it. So it's cool because you get 2 weeks for free and then you actually pay, I think, $89 for the entire year. And there is everything on there, and I love that. So there's literally like week by week meditations. If you don't want to like pick a new one each day, you can do a week by week one. They have ones about parenting, they have ones about goals, they have ones about intention, they have ones about mindfulness. So there's so many great ones available. And then what I really like is at night they have like visualization ones. So I love to go to bed trying to visualize. We're getting a little down the rabbit hole, I know. And if you're new to all this stuff, you're probably like, holy cow, Melissa, you're off the deep end, which I know it's fine because it makes my dreams happen. But anyway, what is really cool is I actually will use one of those visualization ones at nighttime before I go to bed because then it's like priming my brain for that, which is super cool. So, there's also like waves and stuff like that, which I really dig. So, if you like nature sounds, if I'm journaling or something, I like to have, something like nature-y sounding in the background. So, that's been really enjoyable for me. So, I do gratitude, I do prayer, and then I do the meditation. So that's my silence. And here's the thing. I know some of you are listening to this and you're like, are you nuts? I can't be alone for more than 5 minutes. Cool. Then go in the bathroom in the morning, lock yourself in there, look at yourself and tell yourself three things that you're grateful for. And I don't know, like go in your shower for a few minutes and sit there without the water on, with all your clothes on, and just spend that time doing whatever it is that's going to work best for you. Because I find when you have a few moments to be still, to be quiet, not only are you kind of like grounding yourself, but you're also really prone to gaining inspiration. You have that kind of higher self voice that starts to speak to you. So I have started something where I start asking myself questions, like, if I am questioning something, like, is this a good business decision? Is this the type of person I really want to work with? For a while, I kind of thought, oh, in order to get to the next level, I have to start recruiting more influencers. And then I thought about it and I'm like, okay, here's the thing. Like, I asked a question. I said, is an influencer somebody who already thinks their way is the way to go? They have their own modality of doing their business because they're an influencer of some sort. I said, is that really somebody I want, or do I just truly, deeply, genuinely want somebody who it doesn't matter where they started, right? It doesn't matter that they have a friends list of 150 because that's where I was. I didn't have a huge following. I didn't have a massive friends list. I just shared my story and then I was leadable, coachable, and teachable. And I started doing the things. And so I shifted my mindset around that and I gained clarity in the fact that what I really want and what I'm going to attract now are people who genuinely want a better life and who are willing to work for that better life. So it's really cool to be able to start asking yourself those questions and legitimately hear an answer. And I truly believe that, God's going to give you an answer. You just have to start listening. You're going to hear it. You're going to feel it in your gut. You're just going to know. And that's your little, like, okay, God, I hear you. Like, you have to have quiet time. You have to have that silence, that S for silence, in order to actually start hearing that. So today, I feel like we're on Sesame Street. Today's letter is S. And so that's the first letter that we're talking about today. And I'm really excited to continue on with this. I would love to hear what you start to implement as far as your silence goes. And, you know, maybe you take 5 minutes or maybe you take a half an hour to do all of those, the gratitude, the meditation. Let me know. I would love for you to tag me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is I am Melissa Hartman with two N's. And let me know what you decide to start doing with your S for silence. And I'll look forward to talking to you very, very soon on the next letter to the acronym. Bye, guys.